Hey folks, Brad here for the Maritime Paintball Podcast, and this week we're without Tom, but it's okay. We found somebody just as good, possibly even better. We've got Rob from Paintball for Kids, a fantastic charity game hosted at SNL Paintball in Nova Scotia. It is a beautiful charity game that helps raise money for the IWK Children's Hospital, which odds are either yourself or somebody you know has had to use this hospital. So we talk about the charity, we talk about the hospital, and we talk about the field. Now, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 328 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. My name is Brad O'Dell, and I don't have Tom, but instead we've decided to upgrade, and we now, instead of Tom, we have Robert from the Paintball for Kids charity event. He does other stuff too, but you know, that's kind of the point, he's here. So we're going to talk about Paintball for Kids, we're going to talk about SNL, we're going to talk about whatever the viewers want to talk about, and then probably a couple of tangents, if that's probably the way the show is going to go. Sound good?
Good with me.
Okay, awesome. So folks, be right back. We're going to do a quick sponsor reel, and then we're going to be right back. DefConPaintballGear.com is one of Canada's premier online paintball retailers, offering everything from the most tactical of mag-fed gear to the most competitive speedball gear. Orders over $150 get free ground shipping. Some restrictions do apply, so please double check the site. And when you use the code MARITIMES, you save 10% off almost everything on the site. So what are you waiting for? Check out DefConPaintballGear.com. PB Swag Bag is the awesome service that sends you awesome paintball gear every month. For $37.95, they ship you a blue bag packed with awesome paintball gear. Everything from paintball gun cases to headbands and t-shirts. Sometimes it's even custom and only available through them. Head over to pbswagbag.com and use the code MPP10 to score 10% off your first bag. And if you don't like it, cancel anytime. There's no commitment. pbswagbag.com. And we're back. Hopefully everyone stuck around. Nobody left. 2 seconds, folks. Some stuff might get a little glitchy here while I click buttons, but hopefully it doesn't go too wonky. There we go. Ira's out there. Elise, I see you. What's happening? Thank you, folks, for tuning in. It's going to be a great show. I'm very excited because, I mean, for some reason, paintballers really, really love charity. We like giving stuff away. It's probably why the paintball industry has not grown as big as everyone wants it to, because every time we turn around, people either want something for free or they're giving something away for free. Apparently, Melanie Carr's in the chat, too. So, fantastic. Have you met Melanie yet? Oh, are they going? Are the folks from Barnaby? Sure. Sons of Barnaby. The field Sons of Barnaby out in Barnaby.
Don't remember the name on the registration.
No,
list, but
damn
maybe
it.
They're coming day off.
Maybe they're coming day off, or they've got their own field to run too, so it's a new field here in New Brunswick. Very excited.
Some beautiful weather coming up, so I could see a lot of fields getting people out this weekend.
Can't wait. It's gonna make for a great drive. I actually did $1,000 worth of car repairs. So I could totally make the trip.
I was going to say, for $1,000, I would have drove over and got you, Brad.
Right? Well, no, what happened was, oh my God, what's going on? My phone is making so many. Sorry, my phone. Who are you trying to call? It was like my brakes needed to be done, and I needed an oil change, and I needed an MVI, and I needed to put new tires on. Like, it was just like boom, 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 boom. So.
Close the door.
Sorry.
we're going out to a cocktail bar afterwards. So she's like, she's here like doing her makeup while I'm doing the show. and obviously doesn't know studio etiquette. Now let's talk about Paintball for Kids. So how long has it been going on? First of all, paintball, let's explain what it is. Sorry, I am out of my mind on caffeine. Paintball for
it's
Kids.
All good.
Obviously, it's a charity. It's a paintball event. It's a charity event for kids. So let's talk about it, man. Give me the background. Give me the history.
So Paintball for Kids. We've been doing it since 2013. October 2013 was the first time we did it. There was 20 of us that went out. There's pictures on the Facebook page you can see from that. But anyway, the idea was Vic and I were sitting around one day. Actually, I think I was overworking on some of his Tippmann 98s, getting the field ready. And we said, you know what? We'd love to do some sort of fundraising event. And, you know, it was just kind of one of those things we were just talking. And then it kind of evolved from there. We're like, you know, one that really doesn't get a lot of attention from the paintball community is the IWK. So if anybody doesn't know, the IWK Hospital, which is located in Halifax, Nova Scotia, east of Ontario, it's like one of the major children's hospitals for this area. We got people that come in from New Brunswick and PEI, and actually they still come in from Ontario, Newfoundland, all of this. Anyway, great resource for children and women as well. So we said, you know what, let's do the IWK. Vic's kids, grandkids, stuff like that, they've had to use their services in the past. My brother, he went to the IWK a lot as a kid. My youngest daughter, she's been to the IWK a couple times, so it's something that's kind of near and dear to both our hearts. And anyway, that's basically the story of how it came to be. It was just like, all right, let's do a fundraiser. IWK sounds good because it doesn't get a lot of hype in the paintball community, and we like it. So let's run with it. And literally, we just kind of spitballed it and threw ideas around for a little while. And finally, I called up the IWK and said, hey, look, we want to do a fundraiser. How do you feel about the paintball community in general doing this? Because, as you know, sometimes the paintball community doesn't get the best light. But anyway, they had some reservations. But I talked to them. I showed them a lot of good videos of, you know, like the fun you can have with paintball and stuff like that. And it doesn't have to be specifically war games and all of that stuff. And they actually liked it. They said, you know what? This is actually some pretty good harmless fun. You guys, looks like you're doing it safe. We think it'd be a great thing to get behind. So at the time, the person I was talking to was Daisy Cohen. And she set me up with everything I needed. We got the proposal in, we did all the paperwork, and lo and behold, October rolled around and the first Paintball for Kids was born, honestly. And it was honestly a mess on our end because neither of us, well, we had run big games, you know what I mean? But it's a completely different vibe from running a big game to a fundraising event where you have to be accountable to an organization, you know what I mean?
Yeah, receipts and money and cash and things and stuff. And you got it, like, it's like, and there's a PR side of it too, right? Like, there's a public relations side. You can't exactly be like, we're having a charity event, we're bringing strippers. Like, you can't, you know, well, it depends on the charity, I guess. You can't have a charity kids charity event. I mean, like, I don't think the IWK would appreciate that level of fundraising.
No, and very much so. Like I said, it was really hard to. It wasn't hard. It was an interesting twist we put on things instead of it being like, oh yeah, we're just out there shooting each other with paint, which is the visual they got right out of the bag. And I was like, no, it's more like a game of tag with paint. And I kind of ran with that idea, and they just fell in love with that. And that's why we push a lot of capture the flag. Anybody that's
Yeah.
ever been to Paintball for Kids, you
I like
know,
Capture the
we do a lot of
Flag.
capture the flag.
I like Capture
But
the Flag.
it's a good neutral ground, you know what I mean? You can do capture the flag without paintball markers and still have a good time. We just add the tag aspect in, or at least this is how I pitch it to the IWK, and they seem to like it.
Right? I mean, like it's outdoors. It's technically safer than golf. I mean, statistics are a little bit skewed on that side of things, but that's not a thing they need to know about. Yeah, so it's outdoors, it's team building, it's socializing, it's something building character, you know. It's just
Yeah, and that's pretty much how the conversation originally sounded when I had to call them up. You know what I mean? I was pulling out every bag of tricks I could think of to make this look better, not better, as good as it actually is. You know what I mean? I
Yeah,
tried
because
to
that's the
take
thing. It's
all the
like,
negative light out of it.
right, that's the worst part, man. When you, if because I can imagine somebody at the IWK being like, "Let me just quickly like YouTube paintball," and of course, the first like 10 things that pop up on YouTube for paintball are paintball fails, or like shooting my brother with paintballs. And it's like, oh,
The
no.
worst part of this was right on the heels after Caleb, and I won't mention his last name, but it was a young fellow from Cape Breton. He'd actually got shot up by a group of kids in a car with a paintball marker, and he was at the IWK to get treated. So it was kind of a real tough sell coming in behind that. And that's the image they had, right? Like, oh my God. But I'm like, you know what? It's no different than somebody misusing a baseball bat or a golf club.
I,
It's not the
yeah,
sport
yeah.
itself, it's the people that are intending to do that harm.
Right. Yeah. Somebody goes around, somebody beats the hell out of you with a baseball bat. They're not a baseball player who beat the hell out of you. It's some dude who bought a baseball bat at Walmart and beat the hell out of you with it. Like that.
And that's exactly what this was. This was a couple of kids in a car that had gotten some paintball markers from wherever, and they were just, you know,
probably doing stuff Kijiji. They shouldn't have been. Let's be honest. Like, it's probably Kijiji. You know what I mean? Like,
it was probably a big box store, honestly. Or Walmart. I think they, you know what I mean? So
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the View Loader Orion or some or the. What was the one? A buddy of mine dared me to take to the field. Was a Canadian Tire still has one of the old pump Splatmasters, like the clear plastic.
Oh, the JT thing, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
the JT,
yeah,
that's, yeah, something or other. I know what you're talking about. The paint comes out of it; it's like literally a step away from being marbles.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's probably what was used in this incident as well. So.
Yeah, yeah. So. But it's not. It was awesome. The IWK was like, "Oh, okay, we're gonna give this our blessing."
They were hesitant at the start. They're like, "You know what? It's kind of one of those things. It seems like it might be too violent of a sport for us to fully endorse." And I was like, well, "Give it a chance. Let me put some stuff together. Let Vic and I throw some things together, and
yeah,
we'll build you a case. And if you still feel like that at the end of it, whatever. We're still gonna make a donation. We'll just." You know, it won't be paintball for kids. It'll just be a donation from the paintball community of Nova Scotia or something. You know what I mean?
Right. Which at
we'll
that
do
point,
something, but we're going to ensure that they get some money. But anyway, we prettied it up, gave it to them. They're like, all right, let's try it.
Cool. I love that. So. That's great. And that's kind of one thing I'm really hoping to capture because I'm going to be doing a lot of video shooting video when I get down there. And what I want to capture is obviously some gameplay because that's, you know, fun. But I really want to try and capture like, the mood and the vibe basically of like the staging area is especially because the paintball for kids any of the paintball because this I forget what number this one is but I've been to multiple paintball for kids events and one thing I got to say is it's the one event that I don't think I've ever heard anybody get uppity with the refs or get angry at another player because like if you do because it happens right maybe like you know get a little bit heated or something like that. But at the time, nobody wants to be that guy who is mouthing off at a kid's charity event. Because you know what I mean? It's just like, it's one thing to mouth off. It's another to mouth off at a charity event for the IWK.
And that's exactly it. I mean.
So I'm hoping to really capture that mood. The whole, where it's just like, it's everybody's pumped to see each other. Everyone's loving on, like everyone's basically just like loving on each other. There's so many people are going to be yelling so many nice things at each other. And that sounds like a really weird thing to say, but it's going to happen. There's going to be a lot of yelling of nice things.
It is a ton of fun. And you know yourself, you've been to large events all over Canada. There's a different vibe with paintball for kids. I'm not just tooting my own horn or stroking my ego. It literally is a different vibe. generally you show up to a big event and it rains. Everybody has a sour mood. The very first paintball for kids we did, it was like 4 degrees and pouring rain. And we went out.
I remember that.
Hoot.
I think I was there for the first one. And it was just like, everyone was, we all like packed in tight underneath the canopies. And like, I'm pretty sure at some point nobody had like, nobody's gear was separated. I'm pretty sure there was just like 18 at one point, one of the tables was just like 8 or 9 guys worth of gear from start to finish, but you didn't know whose was whose and where it stopped and started. It was just
sorted
spread
it out at the
out.
End of it.
Yeah, exactly. At the end of it, that's all you did.
And that's the vibe of the place. You know what I mean? It's very community oriented. It's not, dare I say, sometimes you can get cliquish in some of the bigger events. You know what I mean? You got your groups of people that
you
just kind of stick
to themselves.
You roll
in with your group and you hang out with your group. I find this one, there's a lot of milling. A lot of people just milling about, right? I got to say, and I don't think it's just a paintball for kids too thing. I think also part of it is the vibe at SNL.
Tends to be SNL.
Very chill.
If you haven't met Vic, you can't truly appreciate Vic, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean, Brad.
Yeah, no,
he
absolutely.
Is such a mellow cat, you know what I mean? And the thing is, he has a lot of experience backing it up, too.
Yeah. Well, he's got one of the longest running fields. People don't know that.
It's the longest running field in Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
That's still open. Let's go with that. There was one that a couple that started before SNL, but they have since closed. SNL is the longest running field still open in Nova Scotia.
Which is crazy, right? And that makes him one of the longest running in Canada. Like, definitely.
I think 94 he opened.
See, that's wild. That's wild. Because I like for anybody who's never met Vic, here this sums it up perfectly. Last year, I was at the anniversary event, which was an absolute blast. And the compressor died. And it didn't die. It just refused to start. And I think you guys had enough air for everybody to play maybe one game, maybe two. And basically, we were all getting ready. And Vic was just like, okay, this is the situation. I got enough air, so we're going to play like maybe one game. And then I guess I'll give everybody back your money. And all of us are standing around and we're like, no. We're not taking the money back. I drove here. I'll sit and drink beer and eat cheeseburgers. I'm good with that, you know. Like,
but that's the way Vic is. You know what I mean? Like Vic, I think this year is the first time he's going to have increased paint prices. Oh God, man, in a long time, and it
still
was just
not that bad though.
No, and that's the thing. That's what I was telling him. I'm like, you're just catching up now, Vic. He was so worried. He's like, I'm going to have to do it. I didn't want to do it, but if I don't do it, I'm going to be losing too much per case of paint. I don't mind losing a little bit. And this is his words verbatim.
I don't.
A field owner. I don't mind losing a little bit, but I can't lose the house over it. And I'm like, Vic, dude, I think you're good, bud. You're just catching up to everybody else.
Right, yeah. I got to increase prices. We finally got to get to 2002 prices. Like, it's like,
yeah.
Oh, buddy, come on now. Elise did the math for us, 1992, so 30 years this summer.
92 is when it opened?
Apparently.
Okay, she must have fair enough.
It. Yeah.
Works early for me. 90s. Like I said, I thought it was somewhere in the early 90s anyway. We seen her run by back there. Oh, she's gone, dude. It was a flash and gone.
Yeah. Corey wants to know, Corey is going to be there. He's rolling up for one of the boys from Moncton there. How many games are we planning on playing this Sunday?
Okay.
As many as we can?
So, as many as we can. I don't have a set number, but I have some set game types for you. So, some of the ideas we're working on, not to tip the hat too much, but to kind of tip the hat, because if your viewers are good enough to tune in, they'll get a sneak peek. We're going to do some Capture the Flag, of course.
Yeah.
May do Assault on the Hill like we did in 2019, but we have
Already hear the collective groan.
However, we're thinking about putting a second neutral zone at the top of the hill with a little bit of air and paint so people don't actually have to trudge that back down and up. We took this into account. We also are going to do some domination. We have Eric was nice enough to bring a prop in, I guess. It's like you hold down a button and it'll build up time.
Oh, I've seen
so
that. That's
two
cool.
Of those. And we have some detonators for smoke grenades, which it's going to be a variant of paint, like Capture the Flag. So
love it.
There's going to be a couple things in there, but it's going to be the general stuff. Once again, like the domination, unfortunately, as some of your listeners may know, John passed away there last year. He was the one that really designed a lot of our props and the case game and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And,
I loved
that was
his
kind of a sad thing, but
I loved his GPS box that he built. It was basically a Rubbermaid container, but it was for anybody. I don't know. I'm sure it has an official name, but I don't think John ever named any of his contraptions, but it was really cool. He'd put it somewhere and he'd set it and it knew where it was. And then, you basically, your job was to move it back and forth. Like you kind of push it further into your opponent's side and it tracked where it was left or right. It was really cool. And it was just, I think, man, that guy was great. I had him, he was supposed to work on some cool stuff for me for the MagFed competition. Unfortunately, obviously he got really sick. So yeah, we're going to miss him. Can we put a plaque up for him? What if I get a plaque made? If I get a plaque made, can we put it up at the field?
You know what, Vic and I, if nobody knows, SNL now has an actual webpage, and one of the people on the SNL page, I think it's snlpaintball.ca, is John. And that's how we kind of commemorated him. He is one of the key photos from the webpage.
Awesome. That's
so
awesome.
And we're talking about doing some other stuff as well, but I mean, if you don't know, John had actually had some health difficities for a long time.
The man was a machine.
I worked with him.
He was a trooper.
He was a solid guy. Every year he'd come in and be like, so John, how's it going? Oh, you know, things are good. And he'd say all these things that most people just be like, dude, that's the worst day ever. And he's like, so, you know, not bad. I'm out playing some paintball and having a good time. Just like, man, you are a trooper.
He, There was one day he came out to the field. I think he was like 40 minutes late. Like the game had started. It was, you know, like kicked off at 10. I think he rolled in around 11 or something. And we're like, oh, John, you made it. And he's like, yeah. He says, you know, my dialysis ran late. I'm like, you yeah. just came from that? He's like, yeah, I'm all clean. Like, he's like, yeah, was it like had a filter job done and now I'm good to go. Like,
got all filtered out, good to go.
I was like, holy shit, John, you're a monster. You're a machine. I used to run into him at the airport. I used to, because Staples used to have me travel back and forth. And I kept running into him at the airport in Halifax. It was great. He got me into like behind the scenes places. I probably never should have been anywhere in those parts of those airports.
What I remember about John is John was an old school paintball kind of fellow. Oh, you know what I mean?
Like, he had such cool gear.
And he'd always call me up to work on it, right? Like I made him a couple custom parts for a, what was it? A Tippmann 68 SL. So those were the ones with the ripper clips, side fed.
Yeah.
Man, it like he had some of the nicest old stuff that I had ever seen and had a chance to work on. It was absolutely amazing gear.
Yeah, he had gear that was older than me.
Like, oh, for sure. He had gear that was older than me.
Right? Like, and he, like, everyone's, like, busting out, like, these brand new, like, these slick-looking speedball markers. And this guy's busting out, what was it, the Tippmann?
He had a Tippmann 68 carbine.
That's it. He would break it regularly, break out the 68 carbine. You'd be like, bro. Like, bro. That's awesome.
And that's what he wanted to do. He'd run older stuff. And loved it. He went with a green, like an actual Splatmaster once. So the green one that had the front load on it and all that, like he ran with one of those ones. He goes, nah, I'm going to use this. I'm like, John, bud, half the people out there got speedball guns. You're going to get murdered. He's like, ah, it's fine. Off he'd go.
Telling you, man, give him the chance, he would have been wearing the 80s splash goggles. Like,
oh, for sure.
Right? So, So in the chat, Corey wants to hear some about the MagFed tournament, which we'll do an episode on that, but we'll talk all about that. And he says, "Can I make a trophy to John?" Sure, done. We'll make it happen. I know a guy with a laser machine. We'll make some stuff happen.
Sweet deal.
Yeah. So, anyways, back to it was a hell of a tangent. That was a great tangent. That was a good tangent, though, man. That was good. That was wholesome.
Yeah, John deserves it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Love that guy.
So, yeah, this is going to be the 10th annual Paintball for Kids event. So, we have already donated over $25,000. So, the hope was we were going to hit $30,000 this year. That seems like it might be a little out of reach. We didn't quite get as much interest from the pre-registration as we wanted. But at the same time, I kind of understand it with everything that's going on, COVID, all that nonsense. There's still some people that are a little leery. But, I mean, I think we're still going to have a pretty good donation this year. There's a chance the IWK may be on site this year.
That'd be cool.
It's not a big chance. Our new person that we're talking to there, Allison, she's super interested and wants to take a hop out. So she's going to kind of be there, hopefully be there semi-sort of officially, but not really officially. You know what I mean?
She's going to show up, and it's either she's going to try paintball as just like somebody who wandered onto a field, or it's going to be tried paintball on behalf of the IWK, depending on
pretty
how it
much.
Goes.
It's okay. Going to be one of those. She's really trying to pull some strings to get coming down.
That's awesome.
So if she comes, I'll definitely give her a shout out at the field there and everybody can see.
I'd love to do an interview.
Because the IWK is great. They work with us so closely, especially now that we're in 10 years and we've proven that we can, you know, run a decent fundraiser, have a ton of fun. Yep. And
it's something different.
Yeah, you know, that's it. It's not the same.
I mean, fundraising is fundraising is fundraising. No matter how they get the money, that's great because they sure as shit need it. But it's kind of cool to have something, you know, different. It's not a bake sale. It's not a car show. It's a paintball game, you know. And I'd love that if she shows up. I'd love to get an interview with her. That'd be awesome.
I was mentioning it. If she comes, I'm going to point her out to you. So.
Please. Yeah, I'll definitely. Because Tom's going to be there. Tom will be my cameraman. We'll make it happen. It's going to be great. Excuse me. Because I think the statistics in the Maritimes is that every single person has either been has either received treatment at or is directly knows somebody who has received treatment at. The IWK, like it is, It is a busy,
oh, it's astronomical
hospital.
How fat or like how many people go through that hospital.
Yeah,
because they do a ton with kids, don't get me wrong, but they're also like one of the leading women's hospitals too, right? So they have two sides of it there as well.
Yeah, because they got as soon as there's an inkling of an issue during a pregnancy, that it's just like boom, IWK. The number of times you can see the helicopter leaving the hospital here in Fredericton, which has a large pediatrics ward.
Yep.
Like, it's every time that helicopter leaves, I'm just thinking, like, that thing, he's probably on his way to Halifax.
Yeah. Like it's pretty surprising. Maybe it isn't surprising. It's surprising to me how far away people come to go to that hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane. The interesting and also kind of sad part about it is the fact that, like, you want to hit that 30,000 mark, which is fantastic. And then when you break it down to people and be like, it's taken 10 years for Paintball for Kids to raise almost 30 grand, and that's not enough to buy one of the machines they need. Like, that's the specialized equipment they use. That's the stuff that they need. This is, like, very specialized equipment.
So when we were allowed to go and present the checks at the IWK, they're still doing virtual presentations, which reminds me, anybody that shows up to Paintball for Kids, at the end of the event, we are going to do a photo with everybody in front of our reveal this year, and that's being sent to the IWK. It's not just going to be Melissa and I. I'm getting everybody that's there and is willing to stand behind the camera. That way people can see the paintball community. It's not just Melissa and I, which, I mean, they've looked at our mugs for the last few years. I want the paintball community represented on TV this time. So we're sending in a picture. It's going to be, I'm going to see if I can get away with a short video. And I want the paintball community represented on the IWK telethon this year and in the light it deserves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. That's fantastic. Which means you hoodlums out there best be taking a respectful photo when we do it. We'll have to tell everybody what the photo. Be like, okay, this one's for the IWK. So, you know.
I mean, everybody's pretty good at the event. In 10 years of running the event, I had to kick one person off the field, and I had to talk to one person. In 10 years. That's it. So two people, that's it.
Wow. Wow. I mean,
the person that had to leave, honestly, it wasn't anything major. They weren't like shooting hot or overshooting or anything like that. They were warned twice about using non-field paint, and Vic just was like, no, it's a rule, man. You know what I mean? If you're not buying our paint, you're not getting donations.
God, that's just such a dumb reason to like don't use field paint. Oh, okay.
And that's the thing. If you get a couple rounds in a pod or something,
I mean,
whatever.
It happens. You know,
I don't care.
You forgot you had four or five rounds in the bottom of your hopper.
Even if you have a pod full, I don't really care. But Buddy, like, he was four or five bags deep by the time
he just showed up with his own case of paint.
Yeah, like, he kept taking them out of his car. Like, we're like, dude, this is the third time we've told you it's field paint only. Okay, and then everybody's shooting, like, blue paint, for instance. I can't remember what the paint color was, and then there's bright pink. Like, you could pick them out from across the field.
Just be like, bruh.
And that's what it was. It was just like, dude, either buy some paint or move along. And he chose to move along, so.
Oh, my God. Wow. Some people. Some people's
kids.
And
the only other one was somebody got a little too close and didn't do the surrender rule once. And it was just a, hey, dude, you can't be doing that. Super cool guy. He's like, oh, man, totally sorry. The local field doesn't have a freeze rule that he was from. He kind of forgot about it, and everything was good after
heat
that.
Heat of the moment, right? It's just a heat of the moment thing.
Well, that's just it.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, that's it. In 10 years, that's the only two conversations we've ever had to have with anyone.
Wow.
Everybody else, super good people, always friendly, always willing to help. It's the only event you can literally go out and be like, oh man, my marker doesn't work. And by the time that is out of your mouth, you have four people offering you a marker to go back out the next game.
Yeah, right. And it's not cheap markers either. Like, I've seen it where I'm just like, bro, like, the mini is just chewing paint. I don't know what I'm going to do. But he's just like, dude, I got an M170. Check this. Like, and you know what I mean? Like, it's just like the latest one. And it's just like, what am I supposed to do with this? So, like, just go play. Just like, what are you using?
Just go out and
I've
fun.
Got
That's
my
what
old,
we're here to do is have fun.
Yeah, I've got my old 10-year-old marker I'm going to use. Like,
I got one for you, Brad. If you want a real challenge when you go out this weekend, bud.
I do.
I got a Black Max. If you don't know what a Black Max is,
I've heard
you
it.
You are in
I've
for
seen it
a
online.
Nightmare of a time.
I've never had one in my hands, but I have heard
I've
that it
kept
is
this one.
It is the jalopy of the paintball world. It is
well. I put one round through it every year just to make sure it holds air and still shoots. And I assume every time I do it, the bolt's going to shoot out. That's how reliable these things are.
Oh, man. Yes, I will take that challenge. I will take
that
challenge.
All right, I'll bring the Black Max for you.
Excellent, excellent. I need to be given the at least give me one, a pass on at least one swear word while I'm holding it on the field. Give me that, just that.
The second it touches your hand, you're going to have a string of them because this thing is special. That's all I can say. But no, I think it's going to be a good time. Weather's supposed to be beautiful. It's supposed to be like 25 and sunny.
Ugh, so, it's almost too hot.
Anybody that's coming from your listeners, I'm going to warn you now. Bring sunscreen. Bring bug spray. It's just Nova Scotia, where it's at. There is black flies there.
Yeah, yeah. And it's to the point where you could be like, there's a fog rolling in. Nah, but that's bugs.
Yeah, that's bugs. That's bugs. And where Vic is there, it's kind of in the woods, obviously a woods ball field. It could be humid in the morning. So,
oh, but yeah. Yeah, yeah. Everything could be dewy.
Such is life.
Right? You're like, that's the thing with, that's what I found about SNL is it could be 40 degrees at noon. But if you hit that field at 10 a.m., the grass is wet. Like, it doesn't matter what time of year, the grass is wet. So I'm excited. Besides the hill, like besides that amazing, like that, oh my God, I can't get over the amount of work you guys did on that. That is huge. Anything else added to the field or taken down? Any changes, or is it still the old fashioned, is the old SNL?
For this event, no new surprises. There is potentially surprises coming later in the year, but Vic can talk about those if he wants to at the event. I'm not going to tip the hat on those because it's something he's been working on for a couple of years now.
Awesome. So,
but it might be a, let's just say, there could potentially be the word homestead thrown around. And not a homestead like a house. It's, like that's compound. That's all I can say. Right. I don't want to tip the hat on that one because I don't know what he's said yet.
Okay. That's going to be my first words when I get on the field. I'm not even going to see Vic. I'm just going to yell at him. Vic, what are you doing? I got to know.
Well, it was... That surprise was supposed to happen before Firebase Rex. But the castle, if anybody knows SNL, it had castle. That's what they were known for besides the tower. It was just decrepit as... You know, in the first couple of years of Paintball for Kids, we couldn't play like half of the castle, and then it became couldn't play three quarters of the castle, and then the castle's just a bunker, don't go in it. Then it was just, it's gone now. It was all folded in on itself and burnt, and then we put the trenches up there, which was Firebase Rex, and Vic did all that. It was great. Amazing. And now he's trying to accomplish that other little surprise that he was working on a little further up the road.
So for anyone who doesn't know, if you haven't been, this Firebase Rex, it's on a hill. It's on an ungodly hill.
It's almost a mountain, man.
Yeah. We're talking like 40 degree angle trudging up this thing. And while I won't name names, certain fields tout the word trench. And they're just like, we have trenches. And it's like, no, this is a knee deep ditch. This field SNL, the trench, these are trenches, man. Like standing up, they are up to my chest. Mm-hmm. Like you cannot scramble in and out of it easily. It is amazing. It's so well made and so much fun to play because it's so balanced. I thought for sure defending it was going to be easy. It is not.
It's not what you think. You know what I mean? No. Those who have the high ground generally win. And that's true, and we generally balance it out. There'll be fewer defending than attacking because you do got to run your ass up that hill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, by the time you're halfway up, you're pretty winded.
Yeah, you're
but,
done.
It's not as easy as you think.
No, so it's really well done. It's really well balanced. I love it. I hate walking up the hill, but I love getting there, and it's a ton of fun. So what I'm suggesting is there needs to be like a summertime... I don't know how you'd do it, but if we could get like a, you know, like with skiing or snowboarding, you just sort of like grab onto a rope and it just takes you up the hill.
chairlift.
Yeah, if we could do a chairlift, that would be phenomenal.
And that is the biggest gripe, and I understand that. It is a hoof up there.
It is. But once you're up there,
cost of playing the field, you know what I mean? Once you're up there, and that's the idea, is if we do set up the second neutral zone up there, it's just going to be a small spot where you can get some paint, get some air. It's not going to be like, you know, sit around and sun yourself and watch the game. It's going to be basic, but that way you don't have to walk all the way down the hill to turn around, walk back up.
Yeah, it's a safe spot to keep the paint, you know, that kind of thing. So when you got to reload, re-air, you're not trudging down the damn hill. Because it was, I think last time during the anniversary game, there was a lot of guys that were just like, I'm out of paint. I'm going to go get more. And they get to the bottom and they're just like,
I'm done.
I'm out.
And that's just it.
So. Yeah, it's just the way she goes. So it is what it is, but the field is going to be phenomenal. So like I said, paintballers love charity for some reason. We love giving stuff away. We love running charity events. Tips. You got any, like, got any tips or tricks for those out there who want to run their own or anything like that?
If you're thinking of doing your own event, especially if it's going to be a fundraiser and you're going to be reporting to another organization, it's one thing, like you said earlier, if you just do an event, you get some cash and you make a donation. That's one thing. But if you're going to be accountable to that organization, start early. Give yourself tons of time because there is a lot of paperwork that doesn't take long to do, but it takes a bit of time in between. You know what I mean? I do our events proposal every year. I submit it to them. It may be 3 weeks before I get it back to review their changes. And then I send it. There's a lot of time in between that way.
Okay.
And keep good records. Document everything. Just get yourself a notebook. It doesn't have to be anything official, but just start doing jot notes. Like, this year I bought so many hamburgers. I used this much paint. I got air from this place. Because I can guarantee you next year when you go to do it, if it becomes an every yearly thing or the next one you go to, you're going to blank. You're just going to be like, where did I get that? How many hamburgers did we use? How much propane did we go through? Like, it's just little things you don't think about that really can shut you down hard if it gets away from you.
Yeah.
So just a notebook and jot notes. Anything you do, just note it. And if it doesn't work, you can come back to it and just go, it didn't work. Try this next year. Or, yeah, worked.
Yeah.
Move on.
God, yeah, no, that's a really good idea. Yeah, just be able to go back and be like, buy more burgers. Like,
I literally have a notebook right from 2013 till now.
Nice.
And I can go back through and I can tell you what I bought everything every year, and I can go, yeah, that didn't work. That was a bad idea, or that was a good idea. Like, we've had both. We've had some real bad ideas. We've had some really good ideas. And the other thing, the only other major thing I would say is, don't overcomplicate it. Keep it as simple as you can.
Yeah, that's one thing I can definitely say for sure. Like, there was, I've been to some fields that have run some special events, charity and non-charity, and like you said, they complicate it. So, like, even the game mode, like the style of play, and they're just like, okay, so we're gonna do such and such game mode or game style. We're gonna do this type of game, and it's gonna be like, there's going to be 7 teams, and there's going to be 4 points for this and 7 points for that. And it's just like, just give me capture the flag.
The thing is, when you make things complicated like that, people go back to the basics. Oh, I don't know what the mission is. I'm just going to go out and shoot some folks.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's typically what I do at most big games I go to. They're just like, we have a list of objectives.
You know where the complicated stuff works? In all honesty, is scenario-based paintball. So the mag-fed stuff, I do like it in that aspect if you have more complicated tasks, because then you can have a task force. This is just my own personal opinion.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Don't get me wrong.
I've
never run a mag-fed event, but I do like it in that aspect, especially if it's like limited ammo and stuff like that. Yeah. You have to really think about what you're doing. You have an objective that leads to another objective, but that's still fairly simplistic. Like, A leads to B, leads to C, leads to D.
Yes.
Not A goes to Z, and then you backtrack to W.
That's bad. I totally agree, because I've been to some events where it was like you had to get this object from point A, but you really didn't know what it looked like because they just sort of told you what it was, and then you had to take it to point C, and then you had to trade it with an NPC. Like, there was to be a dude just hanging out on the field. You didn't know if he was a player or not, and you had to talk to him, and it was just like, or I could just stand somewhere and just shoot everybody wearing the other armband that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and that's usually what happens.
And when all else fails, that's what people default to, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I
what
like...
What color are you? Red? I'm blue. Bang.
Yeah, exactly, right? My favorite is when they're around the corner and they're like, "You friendly or foe?" While I'm reloading a mag. Friendly?
You first?
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I'm friendly. Sure. I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to shoot this guy no matter what. Like, that's why I appreciate the fact that you guys run simple but fun games. Like, what's the objective? Get the flag. Great. I could do that. You know what I mean? Like, it's
And for us at once again, backed by the IWK, it's good for them too.
Right, because
if you make
understand.
It too complicated, now they're like, "Oh, we can't follow this mess." You know what I mean?
No. And even like,
so what are you doing? They take that flag here. These guys take that flag there. Good.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Or go to this hold button.
Like, push button down. If you get hit, let button go.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? But no, sorry,
now I'm thinking like, if I get close enough, if I throw my pod pack on it.
Just run away. We're going to have refs at the buttons. Brad ruined it for everybody. We have to have refs at the buttons now. But no, realistically, keep notes, keep it simple. And that's the two big things to running. Even, it doesn't have to be a fundraiser, just running events in general. Mm-hmm. If you are just going to start doing events, they can be for anything. Just keep notes, and each one will give you help for the next one. The end result may change, like you're donating to XYZ instead of ABC, whatever, but the steps in between always stay the same.
Yeah, keep it simple and keep it fun. And then remember, I guess also remember the fact that it is a charity event. It's if somebody's going a little hard the whole day and it's just like, bro, just chill, man. Like,
and I usually say that during my safety speech. I said, like, we're here to raise money for kids, guys. It's supposed to be a day of fun. Yeah. Keep it lighthearted. I mean, we do some goofy stuff while we're out in the field. The occasional time I get to play, like, you'll see Charlie Langell, somebody I always team up with. He lives down here with me. And we always go out there and we just act like big goofs. You know what I mean? We're out there. We know we're going to get shot. We're just trying to make people laugh while we do it.
Yeah. Me and Tom, my co-host, you know Tom, anytime he and I hit the field together, it's not a matter of, I wonder how many guys we can eliminate this match. It's, I wonder how quickly me and Tom are going to get eliminated, because we do stupid stuff like stacking up in a train and singing to anybody who's trying to get into the train with us. That was the best thing ever. That makes me want to wear a GoPro again, was listening to Tom chirp somebody just outside the door, and he just started serenading them with song. And like, there was like six of them, we could hear them talking, and they're like, "They're in the train, how are we gonna get them out?" And they're all like, you could hear them, they're all like trying to pump each other up, and they're like, "We're gonna do this, yeah, let's go." And then Tom's just like, "Knock three times," and he's just like banging on the train. You're like, "Buddy," and we're having a blast.
But see, those are the stories you remember. That's the thing.
I
understand people that take it seriously, because I used to play speedball competitively to some degree. Let's not go out on a limb here and say I was good, but I used to play competitively. I understand the competitive edge to it, but I've also found it's way more fulfilling to just go out and have some fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the thing, right? Like, as I know my body's going to be sore afterwards, I at least want to have some fun stories afterwards to go with the soreness. So, we're pretty much near the end, and I think we'll end it there. So, thank you so much for coming on and chatting about this. I'm very excited. There's going to be the cell service is not great from SNL, is it? I'm pretty sure it's kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, cell service isn't good. I'll leave it at that for now.
Yeah.
We looked at options to maybe boosting it, but they were just not feasible.
No. So in that case, folks, keep an eye out. There will be videos posted after the event. I will be doing a ton of vlogging, interviews, hopefully with somebody from the IWK. That would be really cool. I'm just going to document the whole event. It's going to be a great little, I'm aiming to make like a 6-7 minute video, just a little vlog, kind of highlighting the whole thing. I think it's going to be an absolute blast. I know it's going to be a blast. I'm hoping the video will be good. And loads of photos and videos. I won't be the only one doing that. I know there's a ton of people doing that stuff. So there's going to be a ton of coverage. Very excited. So please keep an eye out for that. And I hope to see, if you're watching and you're going to be there, I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to see everybody there. It's going to be an absolute blast. So, Rob, thanks for coming on and chatting about it. And it was,
Did you get one of those?
I have one. I think I had one, and somehow it ended up in Tom's bag because Tom's got it now. It's basically becoming the Brotherhood of the Traveling Patch. I'll probably
Fair
take
enough.
It back.
Well, I'll make sure you get another one. And the last word I'll say, if I'm allowed, Brad.
Absolutely.
We have some great prizes coming out. So if you're coming out to have some fun, we're going to make sure you folks get rewarded too. There's going to be free paint giveaways. There's going to be a draw on a marker. We got some stuff from Ripple Industry, East Coast Tactical. Val can send some stuff. We there's a pretty good swag bag coming this year. So there's going to be stuff for everybody.
Excuse me. That's awesome. That's great. That's and I mean, again, paintballers giving stuff away. See, that's we're terrible for it. So with that, we're out of here. So thank you so much, folks, for hanging out with us, for chit-chatting. Excuse me. And I can't wait to see you at the field. And if I don't see you at the field, till next week, cheers.